This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in on a Tuesday morning, the 8th day of July. I am Mark Cox. That's Kim St. Ange. Ethan Bryden here with us this morning, and we'll get to your traffic here in just a couple minutes. If there's anything going on out there, don't you worry. We'll have you covered. The rain is not due until later today, so we are going to be in pretty good shape for that. It looks like maybe Sue Thomas is going to have a busy day this afternoon for sure. I will tell you. The bad news is they're getting more rain down in Texas, where they've had this horrible tragedy. I know the death toll was close to 100.
104 is what 104? I've heard. Yeah, and that's up from 82 yesterday.
Wow. And I know they've recovered some people they haven't identified yet. They're still looking for others. The stories coming out of there are heartbreaking, particularly from the little kids who, in many cases, watched their fellow campers get swept away. I am sickened this morning after hearing these stories, and you'll hear some examples of it coming up, of people getting political. They've had some nasty woman down in Houston who claims that it was all about race. Who cares? Because it's just a camp for a bunch of white girls, and she's made horrible allegations that if they were Hispanic or black, that they wouldn't be getting this national media coverage. I mean, who is she to say that people who were Hispanic or black were not affected by this? There are 104 people dead.
Mm-hmm.
Dead. I mean, obviously the focus has been on the camp for a portion of it because of the tragedy there with children involved. But, I mean, I can't believe how quickly the hatred on the left in this country is sickening. The pediatrician has now been fired from her job in Houston after tweeting out that, you know, if you were not MAGA, she prays for you. But if you were, you got what you voted for.
There was somebody who posted on social media, says, "May all visitors, children, non-MAGA voters and pets be safe and dry. Kirk County MAGA voted to gut FEMA. They deny climate change. May they get what they voted for."
That's
bless
her.
Their hearts. Which, by the way, if you're not familiar with bless your heart, because I lived in Nashville, that says that really means F you.
Yes, basically in the South. That was from Christina. Christina is a pediatrician who used to serve at a practice in Houston. She's now been fired, just so you know. So
who has that thought?
Well, the question is, how could somebody with a medical degree be that warped mentally? She was in charge of the health of children and swore the Hippocratic Oath, and then gets on there because of her TDS and has to try to blame this on politics. What happened there is a tragedy. There was plenty of warning. We get these all the time, and we ignore them. Let's face it. If they came on, Dave Murray came on the air right now and said, there's a flash flood warning for this afternoon. Be careful if you live in a low-lying area. Well, you should be aware of that if you live in a low-lying area. I live on a hill. I lived on the highest point in St. Louis County for years, and now I'm in St. Charles County, but I'm still well above a flood level. I know that. But if I was in an area prone to flooding, I would pay more attention to those things. Mm-hmm. Questions need to be asked about why, despite all of the warnings they put out hours in advance of this. I know it happened at 4 in the morning, but at 8, 9, 10 o'clock that night, they were putting out warnings that there were going to be heavy rains. Watch for flash flooding. No actions were taken by a lot of these people. Do they need to have sirens? I've heard the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick suggest maybe we need flash flood warning sirens. Well, they didn't have those.
They talked about that, though. They talked about implementing that in Kerr County, which was, of course, the hardest area. But the problem is the voters at the time didn't want to foot the bill
cost.
For it, which I get.
Okay,
that probably would be very expensive. I think people, like you said, are desensitized to it because some of the people who were sitting there saying, well, they weren't warned. Well, National Weather Service is saying that they had extra staff there because they knew there was the flooding potential and that they did, like you said, send out multiple warnings ahead of time. I mean, these are the same people who we tell over and over again, especially when we were reporting for KMOV, Mark, turn around, don't drown if you see a flooded road. And they're the idiots who drive. I mean, if you have a huge truck, I guess maybe you could get through some of these flooded roads.
Dumb.
But they're the idiots who have the tiny little, car that they sit there and try to go through, and then the first responders have to come rescue them.
They get, if they're lucky, they get to be rescued. Yeah, it's sad. It really is. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And I'll let you hear from one of the biggest idiots who doesn't even live here anymore, who moved out of the country when Trump got elected, and who is now complaining about this somehow being Doge's fault in Texas. How sad. These people are warped. We're going to get to all that for you right now with our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And you know, when the president guts all of the early warning systems and the weathering forecast abilities of the government, these are the results that we're going to start to see on a daily basis because he's put this country in so much danger.
Oh. Rosie O'Donnell has completely lost it. Lives in Dublin, and she's putting out warnings to all of America that your lives might be at risk because of Doge cuts.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed.
Yeah, that didn't work out all too well there for Pam Bondi, did it? What is going on with the Epstein list? Will we ever, ever, ever know who else was involved?
CNN is learning tonight that critical flood warnings were transmitted to mobile devices in key areas during the early morning hours of July 4th. According to the NWS website, several leadership roles and meteorologist positions in those offices are vacant.
Wow, how about that? Well, there are vacant, but they did put out warnings. Even CNN is admitting it doesn't matter to the people who hate Donald Trump.
The large number of juveniles that have been involved in downtown 4th of July celebrations in the years past was unacceptable, really dangerous. And I'm really grateful for the response of our police department this weekend being proactive.
I am always, that was Mayor Spencer, by the way, I am always thankful for the reactions of our police officers, for them heading toward danger when other people are driving away from it. In this case, it would have been heading toward some 15-year-old firing a Roman candle directly at your car or at you. And I'm sorry to be bringing this up because I'm just back in town from a few relaxing days at the beach. I just saw the video from July 4th, and I can't believe the chaos that was going on in downtown St. Louis. It's unbelievable. I would air some of the audio for you of the video I saw, but it's so filled with expletives that it would just be bleeped the whole time as people were screaming as they're running down the street firing fireworks at people. It was insane. Why did they come downtown? That would be my first question. Why were you downtown? Go do that in your own neighborhood.
Yeah, it was very gutsy that to not only do that downtown, but then also to post about it.
None of them lived here. None of them lived downtown.
I'm sure they live, yeah, different parts of the city.
Mayor Spencer's like, well, you know, I think, you know, this time we did address it with a few of the parents. A few of the parents? Now, I know that maybe some of these juvenile delinquents that you caught, maybe you couldn't find their parents. Maybe the reason they're in this situation is they've never had any parental guidance ever before in their life, and it's foolish to think they're going to start getting it now. But slapping them on the wrist and letting them back out the same night so they could go out and continue doing the same thing is the definition of insanity. Why are we doing that? Throw the parents in jail. Find them. Whatever it takes to get their attention, do it, because somebody's got to gain control of this, and it can't be left up to the St. Louis Police Department.
Well, what are the odds that the parents even pay the fine? I wonder if they had to pay the fine in order to take their kid. And what is the fine? I don't even know the amount that they were citing.
If the fine
them.
Was enough, would they have just left the kid there? I mean, I don't know. Having the kid in custody, it strikes me, overnight or for a couple of nights, might send them a message.
Mm-hmm. I think if I had done something really stupid when I was young, depending on the age and what I did, I wouldn't be surprised if my parents had let me stay in jail
just
for a little
stay.
Bit.
Yeah, don't call
not
me.
Not long, but just a little bit to let it really sink in of what you did was stupid and you can't do it again. And if you do, this is the consequence.
Yeah, Kim, there are still parents out there today that might do that, but I think they're few and far between.
Yeah, I would agree. They would probably say, tell me about your feelings right now. Do you feel hurt? Do you feel scared that you had to sit in jail? Let's talk about your feelings.
I know you don't feel very supported right now, but the jailer will bring you some food a little
later, just a nice blanket.
Like if you were home. Yeah, that's not going to fix the problem.
I've requested croissants for you in the morning. I want to make sure you're well fed.
All right, we'll get to a quick break here. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to our friend John Lamping. I missed him last week, and we missed him the week before, so it'll be good to get him back on here, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on at the state level with this judge stepping in to block common sense safety and health requirements for abortion clinics. We'll be back here in just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A minute.
This is Debbie Milne, a championship cyclist, making the very same case that there were those who checked, including yourself, who were traveling a far distance to compete and wanted fairness in this. And they said even up to the last minute of registration, this person's name still wasn't registered.
So have you heard about this cycling controversy, Kim? I don't know if you guys talked about this or not, but there was a USA officially sanctioned a women's cycling event this past weekend where the winner was a transgender athlete, but the other ladies were not told that there was a trans athlete competing. So now they've decided to avoid the controversy by just not mentioning it. Now, the trans opponent, Kate Phillips, took the gold at the Lions Masters National Championship in Wisconsin on Tuesday. And I'm looking at Kate here. I don't know if I might have questions if I ran across her. After finishing second, the other bikers refused to take the podium in protest, saying, I don't want to race against a man. And they scolded me and said, you can't call him a man. And I'm like, well, he is a man. And I was scolded again and corrected that it's a woman. And I don't even know what to say, is what the other cyclist said. How is this insanity still going on? But please tell me that. I just don't get it. Listen to how this went down. Listen to the cyclist who was going to come in either first or second, describe how this race ended.
So we're going to back it up to the final sprint where Debbie Milne was clearly going to win the race. I was second on her wheel. She was the race leader to watch. And out of nowhere came third place, KJ, and beat us both in the sprint. Unfortunately, Debbie was relegated to seventh place, different circumstance. And after the race, I was angry because I knew what had happened. I've raced thousands of races against women, and not thousands, 100 races against women, thousands against in group rides, sprinting against men. And I knew at that sprint that that was a man's sprint.
That is crazy. This is their new tactic, is to not even disclose it. And if you look at the pictures of the three women on the, well, let me clarify here, of the man and the two women on the
yes.
podium.
Yeah.
It is very obvious to me, even if the face looks a little bit like, oh, maybe feminine-ish, maybe.
Yeah.
You can tell just by the body. The man is tall and bulkier. I mean, very different compared to the two actual women.
I don't know if the women are just short, and I know he's standing on a box in this picture, but he's at least 6 or 7 inches taller than all of those women.
But even the muscle mass, you can tell.
Oh, I know.
Like, aside
yeah.
from the height, I mean, that to me, I agree. At the height, you can clearly tell he's taller, even though he's standing on the higher podium. It's just unfair, and I don't understand. I think what blows my mind the most about this, Mark, is that the same people who want to say that this is okay are the same people who are the feminists who sit there and say, you know, protect women and all of these things. The hypocrisy and all that, I can't wrap my brain around.
Yeah, I don't know. They're claiming that he wasn't added to the list until the very last second, and they're all upset that that nobody was told, and that you could tell from the way he ran the race what was happening. And a lot of these people are just disgusted, and I don't blame them at all.
And at the finish line, I was upset. I said I did not want to race against a man, and the whole audience just went, oh, like, I shouldn't have said that. And in my mind, I'm like, I can say that. I have freedom of speech. I was raised believing in the Bible, where men are created by God and God created women from men. I was born and raised in America, where I learned my pronouns, and I took science classes that taught me about XX and XY. And I believe that most Americans and people worldwide would support men not being in women's categories.
This is only going to intensify.
I know.
You know?
But it is crazy Wisconsin. There's some crazy people up there. There's no doubt about that. But the fact that it was a sanctioned race, when is that cycling organization going to be called to task on this? Because I'm reading here at the top, this was a USA cycling race. Now, I remember when USA Swimming had issues with this too. In light of what's happened at Penn and some of these other places, they've got to revise their bylaws to eliminate this problem moving forward. At least I hope they will. All right, we're going to get to former Senator John Lamping coming up here in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
President, this is the gavel we use to enact the big, beautiful bill, and I want you to have that for your
All right, that was the audio from the president signing the big, beautiful bill, which he'd, of course, named himself, and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them have had to choke on that because they were not appreciative of the big, beautiful bill, for sure. But it's got a lot of good things in there, and now we find out what happens, maybe what it means for the state of Missouri. Our friend John Lamping is on the line right now, a former Missouri state senator. John, how are you?
Good morning, Mark. Kim, nice to be with you both.
Yeah, great having you here this morning. We appreciate always appreciate having you on. I did want to ask your thoughts on the big, beautiful bill now that they got it through on time and on schedule.
Well, in total, the big, beautiful bill is probably not a 6 or 7 minute conversation, but a 20 or 30 minute conversation. There's so much in it. I think we'll be unpacking different parts of it over time. I don't think the Republican Party had any other path they could go down. The overarching observation is that as much as the three of us and your listeners might all think that certain things should come to be legislatively, that certain things would make sense, things like balancing budgets and things like that. The makeup of Congress is such that we're a long way away from getting the perfect bill. So this was the best I think Republican Party could do.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are disappointed with the spending that was in it. And, you know, I'm with you. I think the people who were claiming they were going to vote against it in the House finally realized what you just said, that there probably isn't another path forward. And it does do a lot of good things. It's setting the spending aside, helping with the military and dealing with fraud in Medicaid. And the lies about it, John, are unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, those are the good aspects of it. We're all shocked by the amount of fraud that takes place in Medicaid. I'm sure it's taking place in other parts of government. But at the end of the day, it's easy to follow at home now. So basically, the bet that the administration is making is that the economy will grow much closer to 3% when historically it has grown very close to 2%. So as we watch, you know, every quarter, the government announces what the gross domestic product is, GDP report. And if it's hovering around 3%, then this bill will work as far as closing the deficit. What they did was they put constraints on spending. Spending will still increase by 2% a year, but they put constraints on things like Medicaid, such that if the economy can grow at 3% and outproduce the tax revenues that are forecasted, because this bill assumes the scoring assumes that the economy will only grow around 2%. So we'll just watch and see. We'll hope that the economy is supercharged. And if we get 3% growth the rest of Trump's term, then we'll see a narrowing of the deficit.
Yeah, well, and I think we will. I heard Jason Smith almost guaranteeing that we'd see at least 3%. And I mean, I don't think he's that far off. I think when you add up the tariffs and the tax cuts, and we've seen time and time again, when you leave more money in people's pockets, they tend to spend it.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun to watch, and we'll see how it goes. As far as the Medicaid aspects of the Big Beautiful Bill and how it specifically affects Missouri, Missouri is one of four states that actually expanded Medicaid through their constitution. So Missourians now have a constitutional right to Medicaid that they didn't have before, meaning the legislature could have somehow restricted Medicaid if the money coming from the federal government were to change. And what we know now after the Big Beautiful Bill is that the formula by which the federal government funds the states that have Medicaid is changing. Most of us don't realize that so much of the money that Missouri gets for Medicaid cost comes from taxing, like a self-imposed tax that the hospitals and all the medical providers tax themselves, essentially. So if you think of it as if there were no tax revenue and the hospitals tax themselves for $100 million, and that was the money that they were using to get the federal match, well, this law limits the amount of that tax. And so what we're going to see happening, not right away, but over the next most of, Governor Keogh's his term, if he were to have a second term, there'll certainly come a moment in time where the Missouri legislature will be hundreds of billions of dollars short on Medicaid financing. So it's not a fight that's going to take place in this year or next. But slowly over time, the amount of money coming from the federal government is going to change dramatically at the state level.
We're talking to former Missouri Senator John Lamping. John, Mark and I have been talking about what this judge just did in Missouri, where most of the state restrictions on abortion were essentially blocked. And so a lot of these Planned Parenthoods, as of yesterday, have resumed abortions. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's kind of business as usual, isn't it? You know, you had the 2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court ruled that you could cut funding to Medicaid. And then, we had earlier in the summer, we had courts enforce the laws that the Missouri legislature passed as far as making sure that abortion facilities meet certain standards and that the providers of abortion meet certain criteria. And now, of course, we've got this judge here, I guess it's in Jackson County, has decided that the legislature's laws don't make any sense, and that a woman's right to have an abortion supersedes the law. So I think we're just going to be going back and forth in courts up until the time that we vote again, which is next November. In all likelihood, we vote again for the right to abortion in the state of Missouri. And I don't know, guys. Don't you feel like this has been back and forth in the courts most of our adult lifetimes?
Sure. Yes.
It seems like it. And now the question will be wording again, right? And I understand that Denny Hoskins is challenging again because it's been challenged in court. The wording. He's now fighting for the very clear wording on the new Amendment 3. Shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to guarantee access to care for medical emergencies, ectopic pregnancies, miscarriages, ensure women's safety during abortions, ensure parental consent for minors, allow abortions for medical emergencies, fetal anomalies, rape and incest, require physicians to provide medically accurate information, and protect children from gender transition? That's how it's worded now. And obviously it's being challenged and will continue to be challenged probably up until the date it goes on the ballot.
Yeah, it's amazing that, you know, that we when we try to make law through ballot initiative, when having, you know, I can speak from experience that making law is so very complicated. And when you change the statutes in one place, they affect statutes all on all these other dozens of other places. Is that I think the fact that everything goes back and forth to the courts is just evidence of the fact that this is not how you're supposed to make law. Now, of course, I'm going to be supporting the abortion ban next November. Of course, I'm actually quite happy that the threshold to pass is still only 50%. But, you know, I'll speak plainly that I'd like to see abortion outlawed in Missouri at 50% plus one. And then immediately call a special session and raise the threshold for ballot initiatives, because making law this way is completely inefficient. And if you have any question about that, just look at how many court cases are involved around ballot initiatives, you know, pro or con, things you like or don't like. And it's just, you know, there are states that don't allow ballot initiatives. And I think Missouri, I mean, we won't ever get there, but we've got to make raising that threshold a super high priority once abortion's banned.
Well, we'll continue to follow this. We're going to try to get the Attorney General on to talk a little bit about this maybe tomorrow. John, always great having you on. Thank you.
Great. Have a nice Tuesday.
Yeah, we will. Thank you. John Lamping there. Good to get him on this morning. And again, that challenging, that wording is going to be challenged in court. And I think right now it'll make people think it should be doing what everybody wants it to do. It'll clear up any question about ectopic pregnancies and all of that. It's all clearly explained right there.
Well, it's so interesting that people want to group an ectopic pregnancy as an abortion, but even Planned Parenthood differentiates between that. It is very different.
Yeah. Let's hope it makes it to the ballot. But something tells me in our court system in Missouri, it probably will not. All right. Coming back, we're going to get to the latest. We're going to have in other news for you in just a couple minutes. Next hour, we'll talk to our friend Mark Walters, because the Big Beautiful Bill also is going to have an impact on suppressors. Not quite as quickly as we would have liked, but we're going to talk about that at about 7:35 back here in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right, so you know I hate snakes. It's not breaking news for me to tell you that. I don't know who the people are who go out and hunt pythons in Florida. I don't know who you are, but there are, the challenge is on again. And I didn't realize there were rules, right? So I'm thinking they go out in their airboats or their boats. When they see the snake in the water, you just use a firearm and blow it out of the water, right?
What?
That was my assumption.
He's talking real hunting.
But they're not allowed to do that.
You just reach your hand in there and grab
the
python?
You have to wrangle them with your hands.
Oh, my gosh.
And then humanely euthanize them with a screwdriver. You're not allowed to use a firearm.
With a what?
Like a screwdriver.
That's how you humanely do it?
Okay, do you have to sing him like a lullaby before you kill him, too? Is that part of the humane?
Almost. Here are the rules. You have to register online, pay $25, complete mandatory training online, use non-motorized tools like snake hooks, tongs, and bags. No firearms, dogs, or drones are allowed. And then you have to humanely kill the snakes and check them in at official drop-off locations. So in other words, they can tell how you killed it. And they give you specific directions. There's a link on here on how to humanely kill them.
I'm just picturing you being like, honey, I need to use these kitchen tongs. What are you using them for?
No.
Don't worry about that.
No. This is insane.
I thought you can use tongs.
Well, yeah.
I'm just picturing
you
trying
to grab
a python.
14, 15-foot long snakes. You have to grab them by the head and then wrestle with them till you can, I guess, kill them, and then you have to put them in the boat and take them back to the checkpoint.
I need to see video of this. I was knocked last week because I didn't know that pythons are constrictors and that they're not venomous. I'm not up on my snake knowledge.
Okay.
So
you didn't know that?
I apologize to all of you snake experts. I did not know that, or I forgot.
You could win. The winner who brings in the most will win $10,000.
Well, you can't have people out there shooting them.
Why?
I mean, bam, bam, bam. There's like firearms going off all the way. You never know who's in a boat next to you. That obviously isn't going to work. But the screwdriver is
they hunt
them
at night. I'm just saying. I don't want to get that close to them. That's why I was thinking of
new
other
hobby
options.
For Sue.
Woo!
Not
right.
Doing it.
Here's some good news if you're planning to fly anytime soon. Nearly 20 years after we were first required to remove our shoes as we're going through security, the policy's being phased out. TSA planning to allow passengers to keep their shoes on while they go through general security at many of the major airports across the country. Yeah, you can applaud for that. So there was some sort of a memo that they sent out last week stating that this new policy, I guess, will be implemented starting Sunday.
Oh, that's exciting.
So very soon, yeah.
That's great. I did hear they were going to make a special line for members of the military, active duty military, so they could kind of skip the longer lines if they're traveling.
Think of what a time saver this should be in line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't have to pull off your shoes and try to smush them back on afterwards.
It's true. You know, I don't know what this figure is for St. Louis sports fans, but listen to this shocking report out of New York for what sports fans up there pay on average every year to watch sports. Listen.
$4,785. That's how much it costs to be a sports fan a year these days. According to my next guest, buying a ticket from each of the four major league sports, two jerseys, two hats, cable TV, high-speed internet access, and subscribing to multiple streaming platforms could easily raise your expenses to that figure.
We don't have all four major sports teams here, but still, you know, the Blues came out with new jerseys for a reason because they make money off them. Mm-hmm. They want you to buy the newest one. So that's gonna stack up after a while. If you've got season tickets to the city soccer games, or you want to go see the Cardinals or the Blues.
Battlehawks.
It's in the thousands.
I mean, those jerseys
question.
Are over $100,
oh,
right?
Oh, they're like $180 or something.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Who's buying a jersey every year?
I agree
with you on that.
Like,
the new ones
I bought
are
one
cool.
Like 3 or 4 years ago, and that'll last me for a while.
It's like the people who need the newest phone every single time.
I'm sure there are people like that, but not normal people.
I don't know. Not for me. That's expensive. Hey, did you guys hear that it's Prime Day starting today? But this goes on today through the 11th, and they do offer some really good deals. I'm totally guilty of buying stuff on Amazon. I'd love to not support a company like that, but I'll admit that I do. It's just so convenient.
It's too convenient.
They offer some pretty good deal. I mean, I'm talking like 40, 50, 60% off some of these things. And it's funny because all these influencers, this is like their Super Bowl. They'll wake up at 4 a.m. because they want to make sure that they can give you all these deals, because if you click on their discount code or whatever, or use their code, they get a kickback, which is brilliant.
Is it bad of me that I stole the charger to my wife's computer this morning?
I'm admitting that on the air, Mark.
Oops, did I say
you
that
listening,
out loud?
Michelle? Yeah. You're looking for your charger? Mark has it.
She's got her phone. It's fine.
I joke with her all the time about her personal relationship with the guy that delivers all those Amazon boxes to our house.
He's like, hello again. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Long time no see. It's been
see
a couple days.
Yeah, where have you been? He probably was worried about us because we were on vacation. We probably thought we disappeared off the face of the earth.
Checking in, make sure everything's all right.
I know.
I know. And she's calling me right now. Look, I'm not making this up.
Are you serious?
She really is. My wife is calling me right now, wants to know where her computer charger is.
You should pick that phone up. You really should.
I should put her.
Just let her know she's on the air.
Okay. Hang on. Here I will. All right. Honey, I'm on the air. I can't talk right now. I didn't steal your charger, I promise.
Michelle, yes, he did. He said he did.
All right.
Was that really what she
was
calling
about? All I got was a WTH when she answered. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. We're back in just a few minutes. We got Mark Edwards for 2A Tuesday about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.